They say that bridge is a game of a lifetime. It's not an easy game to learn, hard to master, but very, very addictive. And they say that you will never master it. But the history, of course, of Yall Bridge Club goes back to 1941, 1942. I'm joined by three ladies here that are very well versed in Yall Bridge Club. And, of course, oh, I have to say, it's Yall Bay Bridge Club, isn't it? Yeah, Yall Bay Bridge. I'm joined by Anne Cronin, PRO, Mary Bell Murphy, she's Teacher Supreme, and Geraldine Brown. You're welcome, ladies, to the programme, and thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Noel.
Thank you, Noel. The Yall Bridge Club was founded in 1942.
Mm.
And the first president of the club was a man called Bob Kirby, who was father of the late Una Brosnan and grandfather of our present member, Kate Brosnan. A bridge continued in that vein up to 1971, when, at the request of the club, the late Donal Madden gave a series of lessons. But when the lessons were finished, the club found itself unable to accommodate the large number of new and inexperienced players. I found that rather strange.
Yes.
But at that stage, Donal Madden suggested that the 20 or so members who he gave the lessons to form their own club. So Blackwater was born, for want of a better word, in 1971. And three members from the Yall Club came and helped. They were the late Frieda Flavin, Nancy Fern and Jane McCarthy. And the first president of that club was Con Buckley. Then in 1974, a third club was formed, called the Astro, and that was the first president of that club was Teresa Broderick. The bridge continued like that for many years. Yall played on Mondays and Thursdays, Blackwater played on Tuesdays, and Astro played on Wednesdays. And in 1992, the three clubs merged and added the name Bay, which was an acronym for Blackwater, Astro and Yall. And the first president of that club was the late Sheila O'Donnell. And bridge has continued like that up to 2020, when lockdown, our COVID forced us to lockdown.
Yes, of course. The COVID then put pay to everything. But just to go back there a little bit, it started, as I say, in 1941, 1942, from very humble beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're saying is there was bridge practically five or six nights a week. It was that popular.
It was four nights.
Yeah.
Four nights. All the time up to very recently.
Yes.
And bridge was played continuously in Yall without any break up to March 2020.
That's some record.
It's some record.
It's some record.
Yeah.
It's some record.
Yeah.
But they say that the bridge, it's like whist, apparently. It's very, very addictive, isn't it?
Very addictive.
Yeah.
Very addictive.
And
yeah,
anybody that gets involved in bridge, it's like a good book. You take it up and you can't let it down.
You can't let it down.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. But the Yall Bridge Club itself, as I said, it started off from very humble beginnings. There were some very notable players in Yall Bridge Club, wasn't there?
Yeah, well, I suppose over the years, a lot of our club members have had quite a few successes. The most notably would be Betty Cotter and Jean Kelly, who were capped to play for Ireland in the Lady Millen, the home international series. We also have Rory Boland, who moved to Yall a few years ago, and was a member of the only Irish team to win gold in either a European or a world championship. And of course, Dermot Cotter is one of 11 national tournament directors and currently sits on the National Tournament and Play Committee.
Mm. And of course, down through the years, you had various premises as well, because I remember as a young lad, you had always had Yall Bridge going on in the Wall Trolley Hotel. That was kind of the home for it, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. Noel, that's where it started, in the Wall Trolley.
In the Wall Trolley Hotel.
Blackwater continued to play in the Wall Trolley for many years as well. And I think Astro might have played in the Motor Inn. But we all played in the Motor Inn at one stage.
Yes, because
the Wall Trolley was closed for a few years.
Of course, I would
consider the Wall Trolley, up to very recently, the home of
the home of Bridge. But it's great, I suppose, that the club, you know, they diversified, as I said, back in the 70s. But now Yall Bridge, it's all one.
Oh, it's all one, yes.
Yeah. And members. Talk to me about members.
Well, I'll talk to you about that.
Tell us about the members that in the club.
Well, I'm not playing as long now as the majority of the members.
Yes.
I only started about 5 years ago, and there was 2 years of that knocked out with COVID.
Yes.
But I always found it very friendly and helpful and willing to help new beginners. I look forward to going up. I'll get your hand. What do I do with it?
Yes.
It's a challenge. It's totally absorbing, and it's just pure escapism. And as you said, it is very compulsive.
Yes, and you said escapism, I suppose, as well.
Yeah.
It's a great social outlet as well.
It is.
Because you meet people, I suppose, and you make great friends there and all the rest of it, doesn't it?
And you're up there for 3 hours, and everything else takes a back seat while you're concentrating.
Yeah.
And it can be as simple or as complex as you want it to be. You learn the basics, and you can stick at that if you're happy with that. But as you said, you can be learning forever.
Yes.
As long as your partner knows what you're doing, you're way in the heck.
Now, it's two, what I can gather, it's two against two, north, south against east, west, I think, is it? There's four at a table. Just now, people like myself that haven't a clue about bridge, basically, you know, and people out there that don't know what the game of bridge is about. It's two basically against two, isn't it?
Yeah, you have your partner, you're either north, south, or east, west.
Yes.
And you play what's called a convention. It's just a system by which you communicate to your partner what you're going to play.
And there's bidding and there's playing, isn't there?
Yes, that's right. Once you have your bidding done, you're playing. Anyone who's played 45 would have a good idea of what that's all about.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And of course, as well as that too, the two winners at that table move on to the next table. So there's a movement around. Would I be right in saying that?
There are different movements.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
One is fairly simple. North, south stays and east, west moves on.
Yes.
But there are other different movements as well, which I just follow the cards on the table and hope I'm going to the right table.
Yes, but it's a great social outlet as well.
Yes, it's
brilliant for that.
During the year now, we have outings to Garryvaux.
Have you? Yeah, you actually travel here?
This is at the club itself.
Yes.
We play our bridge and have a meal. Ballymaloe is another place where we go and play our bridge and have a meal. The Wall Trolley then is the venue where we have our salmon night. It's a charity event. All the proceeds go to local charities. It's open, so people come from all over the county and Waterford to play. And then we have our Christmas party, our opening party, the odd barbecue thrown in. Mary Bell is great to throw a barbecue.
So I hear.
Yeah. And then, the main one then would be the President's Prize, which nearly everybody in the club would play.
You have a brilliant social life, I have to say, haven't you?
It's all go.
Absolutely, it's all go. But I suppose getting back to the bridge itself, during the lockdown, you had a lot of your members playing bridge online.
That's right. We had a virtual club where members played online with other members of the club, which was great. It served its purpose, but you lacked the social contact.
That's the thing I was coming to. It's one thing talking to a screen here, but it's another thing quite interacting with people.
Yes, you'd miss that.
You'd miss that.
A lot of people who were maybe not quite versed in how to use a computer lost out there.
True.
So we're hoping everybody will come back now in September, and we're looking forward to welcoming Mary Bell's ex-pupils who will be joining the club.
Yes, and of course, I suppose, again, the Bridge Club suffered, I suppose, like every other club and organisation. When it went online, people are slow to come back.
Oh, yeah.
Very slow to come back. And you can even, not alone in the Bridge, but you find that in every organisation.
Yeah, I mean, you can sit in front of your computer in your jammies. You don't have to bother putting on your face and getting up and going out.
Yes.
And some people like that, and that's fair enough.
Yes.
And maybe the elderly people who are playing online are a bit nervous of flus and
COVID. Of course, that's understandable.
Yeah.
That's understandable. Yeah. An average bridge night, we'd say. Now, of course, your home now is the rugby club,
that's
isn't
right.
it? The rugby club. An average bridge night, Anne, tell us about an average. How many tables would you get, roughly, at the moment?
At the moment, I think we're up to about 7 and 9.
We had 7.5 tables last night, so it would average...
Then about 30 people saw them.
It would average around sevens.
That's brilliant. Mm.
And in the summer, it's always quieter anyway.
Everybody takes a little bit of a back seat, yeah.
Hopefully, from the 1st of September, people will start to come back again.
Yes, yes, yes. Mary Bell, I'll turn to you. You're the teacher, you're called the teacher supreme of this bridge. Now, they say that you, this, people say that you never master bridge, you know?
You don't. But I have to kind of quibble with the title supreme. I say teacher with an unlimited amount of patience, and that's what it takes to be a bridge teacher.
Yes.
Because you had, for instance, my last class was 20 people. So you can imagine 20 people, different rate of absorption, different rate of concentration, very good students, very bad students, ones that learn right away, ones that never open my notes. So you have to just kind of deal with all sorts of people. But that's just really the composition of the bridge club. You're going to have people who are very serious about every single card they play, every bid they make. But you have others that are just in for the crack, and which is fine. And it's a great combination. And
yes,
we need all of that. And so I do, because it's not only a game. It's, in my opinion, one of the best card games in the world. Okay, for me, I've lived in 5 different continents, and I've made friends through the game of bridge. I didn't know anybody. I just walk in, I start playing. You don't even have to speak the same language. You just play the cards, and by the end of the night, you know,
it is universal. Yeah, yeah.
And so now, of course, with virtual bridge, you can play with anybody you want, anytime. You get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you can play a game with somebody in the States, or you can play with somebody in China. So the game is just kind of expanded quite a bit. And it is changing a bit with people opting for either virtual or face-to-face. But I think the Y'all Club is so friendly and so social and provides such a good platform for, you know, especially, you know, anybody, not just the elderly, anybody who wants a bit of a crack in the evening without drinking in the pub.
Yeah, it's I suppose it's the interaction, as you said, the social aspect of it.
It's great.
But getting back to the bridge itself.
Yeah.
To look at it, I suppose, from a pure outsider, it's very, very complicated. Or
well,
is it complicated when you get to know it?
As Anne said, you can make it as simple or as complicated as you want. I always compare it to, like, if you're going to start taking some art classes.
Yes.
You need the basics. That's why if you just read a book, you're not going to get a lot of things explained. But if you come to a class, you have the interaction between yourself and the teacher and other players, and you actually play the hands. So what I encourage is that you learn the basics, just like you learn how to do perspective,
yes,
learn how to sketch,
yes,
before you do a full-blown oil painting. The same thing in bridge. You need the basics. Let's say, like our lesson, my lesson, which will start in September 14th at the club, every Wednesday night.
That's
now 7 and 9.
Sorry, that's at the rugby club, is it?
At the rugby
every
club.
Wednesday night.
Every Wednesday night, starting September 14th,
right,
for a period of 10 weeks. That will give you the basics to play, okay? But the more importantly, after the 10 lessons, the club is structured so that we are now taking the students and we kind of hold their hands for a period of time so they play. Because I can teach you the theory of how to bid, but how to play the hands is much more difficult to teach, you know, just with a blackboard.
Yes.
What you need is you need to play, and you need to see how the cards fall. You need to see why, and then the teacher, somebody's there to tell you, okay, if you play this way, if you hold back, if you do this, you will get more tricks, and you have to come around this direction, finessing. So a lot of terms, if you explain it to them, you know, in class, they won't get it. But if you're playing at the table,
it's all about practice. Theory is grand, but you must have a practical input into it as well.
Yeah, so it does take a bit of commitment, okay, to the game, because it's not something that you're going to be able to learn overnight, or even the smartest person in 1 week's time. Because when people call me up about the lessons, the first thing they ask is, do I have to be really smart? No, I ask.
And this Mary, is can be very, very off-putting.
It is.
Because people say, look, I wouldn't like to play that bridge at all, because I wouldn't be off air with the game, and I wouldn't be off air with cards and all this kind of, I'd lose at snap kind of thing, that kind of thing,
exactly.
You know? But it's all a case of getting used to it.
Getting used to it, and you do need to count. And if you can count up to 13, you're in great shape. You don't need an IQ of 150 plus. No. An average person can play the game very, very, very well.
And now, this is what we said, it can be very, very addictive.
Oh, totally. Totally, totally. If you get into it, you'll be playing online by yourself, solitaire. You'll be reading the books. You'll be reading up new conventions. You'll be doing all sorts of things. But that's one choice. Some people love to play just with one partner because they feel comfortable with it.
And can you play actually with just one partner?
You can. You can choose to do that. However, you can also play with many people within the club, which, you know, gives you a little variety.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's also very good. I encourage, for instance, my students to play with a regular partner because they feel comfortable, but then I encourage them to try to play with somebody who's better.
Yes.
Okay, just like with tennis. Yeah. If you play with somebody who's better, you're going to improve. They're going to give you pointers. So make sure you don't have a personality clash. That's another fun thing in bridge. You have lots of butting of heads in bridge because I'm right, you're right.
Yes.
I don't trust you, I don't believe you. But it's a partnership game.
It is.
It's not up to yourself. You cannot be selfish. You got to cooperate with what's going on with your partner.
Yes, as we say, like, look, it's a night out.
It's great.
Is it to be taken seriously? Can I ask the question? Is it to be taken seriously? I know that some people have taken it very, very seriously and they attend world conventions of bridge.
That depends on you.
Yeah.
You can have, between you and your partner, a top player, a book of 1,000 pages, and it's not enough to explain all the conventions, all the artificial bidding. But at the same time, you can play a great game after 10 lessons if you know how to play. So it depends on how you take it. And,
yes.
And, you know, do you want to win that trophy? Do you care about your handicap? Do you, any of that? But that's all very personal. But I think it's just a great game for the mind.
Yes.
Okay. And and it's better than watching mindless television at home.
True, true. I totally agree with you on that one. You
so
know?
I encourage everybody to come and try. And if you have any questions, you know, just give me a call. I can certainly answer what you want to know beforehand, and and give it a try. But I do emphasize that it is not something you learn overnight, and you do need to make a commitment to it. So I would say that within, let's say, 6 months of taking the first lesson and playing, you'll be okay. But it takes time. So don't be disappointed.
Yeah. Somebody out there listening to us now, they say, look, I'd like to have a crack off that. How would they go about it? Would they contact yourself or the PRO of the club and go for lessons? Highly recommend, I suppose, going for a couple of lessons before you actually jump into the deep end, would you?
Well, I would recommend at least a basic 10 weeks lesson.
Yes.
You can, you know, if you want to do a more kind of compact, that can be done too. But in a regular class, what happens is you get to play with other people as you're learning the theory, which is important.
Yes.
So you don't get too confused. And, you know, a lot of people complain, Mary, but you're throwing too many things into our heads.
Yes.
I said, no. I said, everything will sort itself out once you start playing.
Once you start playing. Mary, just to reiterate again, the classes are?
Okay. This fall, classes are starting September 14th and ending November 23rd with 1 week off during midterm. I believe that's November 2nd. So that will be every Wednesday night at the rugby club between 7 and 9 p.m. And if they want more information, whatever, give me a ring. And
your number is?
My number is 087-714-1872. And my name is Mary Bell.
So it's
087-714-1872.
That's Mary Bell. We'll be reading that number out again anyway then. So if anybody has any questions or queries about the not complicated, seem complicated, but not so complicated game of bridge.
But the best game.
The best game, Mary Bell Murphy.
In the world.
Yeah. Can I turn to you, Geraldine? Right?
Yes, no.
Geraldine, how did you get involved in this?
Well, I took lessons way back in 1976 with some of my neighbours.
Yes.
And we learned from the late Nancy Fern.
Yes.
And I joined the Blackwater Club because that was the club that Nancy owned, for want of a better word.
Yeah. And of course, you at that stage, like, were you like, we said, like the rest of us, not having a clue, or had you any inkling, or did you ever have any experience at all?
No idea. I hardly knew one carrot from the other.
Yes.
But I persevered. And somebody told me, actually, who it was the late Canon Dwyer.
Oh, yes.
He said to me one night, how are you getting on? And I said, well, I find it difficult, which I did, and I kind of often thought about throwing it all.
Yes.
Throwing caution to the wind and everything.
And throwing your hat at the whole affair.
Throwing my hat at the whole lot.
Yeah.
But I didn't. He said, how are you at the bidding? And this now is reiterating really what Mary Bell has just said. I said, I'm not bad at the bidding. I've got good kind of basic knowledge from Nancy Fern. She was a brilliant teacher.
Yes.
But he said, if you learn the bidding, you know, simple now, not basic bidding. He said, the rest will come with practice. And that's what I did. But I did get great encouragement from two gentlemen who are no longer with us, obviously. The late Kevin Martin from Killa, who was a tournament director. He was married, Donald Madden and himself were married to two sisters, the Hurley sisters. And Eugene O'Sullivan, I'm sure everybody
remembers
Eugene. Those two people, plus a lot of other people. And that's how I stuck with it. And I suppose Mary Bell might say, I'm not too bad a player today.
Yeah, but you're
not bad.
I love it.
Do you?
I absolutely.
And that's what people say. It's so addictive. I absolutely love going up there. I love it.
I love the thrill of it.
I love everything about it.
Yeah, it is a lifeline.
Tis.
And I did play in when we were forced to lockdown. I played in the virtual club.
Yes, online.
And
yeah.
I actually loved the virtual club as well, and got a lot out of it. It was a lifeline. I played three nights a week, and Dermot Cotter is a saint. Because I'd say we nearly drove him mental when we started ringing him up. I can't get in, I can't do this, I can't do that. Yeah. But we stuck with it and it was great.
Yes.
Now, it has run its course. I said there is nothing like face-to-face.
Exactly, face-to-face bridge. Sitting across the table like we're here doing now, you know, and talking about it and watching what your partner does or watching what your opposition does.
Yeah, so I'm so glad that I stuck with it.
Yeah.
I'll hardly give it up.
You'll hardly give it up now. And how'd you get involved in it?
Well, I was due to retire and I walked in on post of evening time in Ireland, and my evenings were always taken up with work, obviously.
Right.
So I felt I'm going to go crazy of an evening at home without anything to do. And I took it up just as something to do. I didn't realise that I'd love it so much and become so addicted to it.
That's what everybody says. Like, they love it so much. It's so addictive.
Yeah.
You know? And they say every table is different.
Yes,
everything
every
is,
hand
different.
Is different.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a challenge when you get your hands to know, what do I do with it? Do I know what to do? Just calm down. You have your basics. You know, should know what to do. Now, there are times you do the wrong thing and you end up with a red face. But it's just a game.
But what about it? Mary Bell, how did you get involved in it?
I tell you.
Yeah?
My family moved to the States from Taiwan when yes. I was nine. And me and my two brothers, we didn't speak English.
Right.
And we drove our parents crazy. And so it's like, and so one night my father whips out a plastic tablecloth with bridge things on it, had the points.
Oh, yes, the north, south, east, west, yeah.
So he says, you three are driving me nuts, okay? So why you don't have any friends because you don't speak English, learn bridge. So we learn from this little tablecloth, and then we started playing.
And you became a natural.
Well, my whole family, it's quite funny because with my background, I didn't associate with a lot of my relatives in China. And because for 30 years, we had no communication. But when I worked in China, and my two brothers too, we had a huge family reunion. And we found out everybody plays bridge, you know, especially my generation
yes.
and the older generation. It was just kind of in the blood.
And of course, that's the thing.
All played.
It is basically, it's an international language,
totally,
isn't it?
Totally. Absolutely.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. And so, you know, it's like we all play tennis and we all play bridge. And we didn't grow up together. And so, you know, there's something about yeah. that kind of a bond. So I learned very young
yeah.
and it helped me through just all sorts of social situations. In college, I taught the whole dormitory how to play. And but then I didn't play for years when I was working or when I was elsewhere. But it's just like riding a bike. You might be a little rusty, but
it'll come to you.
It'll right back.
It'll
and
come to you.
So for me, it was never a competitive game. For me, it was always a social game.
A social.
And yeah. I've enjoyed it immensely. And moving to y'all when I retired 8 years ago, it really helped me make contact and establish myself
yes.
within the community through my hobbies. And one of them is definitely bridge.
Is the bridge.
If I didn't have that, I wouldn't have many, many good friends.
Exactly. You meet so many people and so many friends.
Absolutely. And yeah. you get to know people. Even after three hands at the bridge table, you get to know their personality.
Yes, yes,
and,
yes.
And the best part that hasn't been mentioned is that people think bridge is so static, so serious, but it's actually a great game, just like poker. You bluff them. You sit there. And there's so many things you can read into somebody's posture, somebody's facial expression, somebody's hand gestures. You can read all that and figure out what they have in their hands.
Spoken like a true pro.
That's part of the fun.
Because yeah, yeah.
you can really wind somebody up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is my favorite part.
Which is what you did to me.
Finally, ladies, I know our time is short, but finally, if anybody out there wants to get involved in the Bridge, Yall Bay Bridge Club, how do they go about it? Is there a contact? Do we contact the PRO? Who do we contact?
We have a Facebook page.
Oh, you have a Facebook page.
Yeah. And all the details of Mary Bell's classes will be up on that.
Very good.
And I just put up the results every week, and if there's something happening, I put it up.
Brilliant. Now, for those people, as we always say, for those people who are not off with the WWW fraternity, as we talked there, the Facebook page or the computer, is there a telephone number, a contact number? Could we contact? Maybe they could contact Mary Bell.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mary Bell's number again is 087-714-1872.
They can also contact me if they wish, because everybody knows me.
Yeah, you took the words off of me. Geraldine, you don't need any telephone number.
That's
all. Ladies, it's been great. And it's been an insight for me, I suppose, learning all about bridge and the whole lot. It's been great having you in. And indeed, can I wish you the very, very best of luck in the upcoming season. And indeed, if there's anything we can do to promote you, we're here for you.
Could we tempt you, Noel?
Me?
Yeah.
I haven't a clue. I wouldn't have a clue.
But I didn't have a clue.
I wouldn't have a clue. And most of all, I wouldn't have the time.
Okay.
But each to his own, as we say.
Yeah.
Each to his own. Mm-hmm. Each to his own. Okay. Ladies, it's been great having you in.
Let me say one last thing.
One thing. Last
Some
word for Mary Bell.
Partnerships, couples should not play bridge together, and some do very well together. So think about that.
I will think about that, because my better half actually plays bridge. So I think in this case, I'll take a back seat. Okay, right. I'll take a back seat. Thanks, ladies, for coming in. And again, the Mary Bell's telephone number again, just in case you haven't got it, is 087-714-1874.
Two.
1-8-7-1-4-1-8-7-2. Mary, exactly. Listen, Mary Bell, Murphy, Anne Cronin, PRO, and Geraldine Brown, it's been great having you in, and thanks for having the chat.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Noel.
Thank you.